That's not bad, that was lovely.
I have to say, one of the hardest games we'll encounter this year. I thought that was the toughest game we've had for a couple of years, even in games we've lost where we've played well and got beaten. Today we were constantly under pressure from a very, very well-organised, talented side. They're going to win bundles of games, especially here. I thought we showed a lot of character and determination with defending. I thought we defended very well. We won 90% of the headers, and you ain't going to win 100% of the headers. On another day, they could have quite easily won the game. We rode our luck at a bit at times. Kedge took his goal well. And I'm just relieved that we've got our first 3 points of the season.
Was your selection at all influenced by Exodus and the long throws? You seem to put the big boys
in. Yeah, certainly. You can't come here with midgets, can you? You're going to get spanked. We knew how they played, and they're not just all about the long throws and kicks. They got it into front runner's feet and played well, and they look a really dangerous side. And if you add a Damien Spencer to that, then blimey, I wouldn't like to come here too often.
You said you know a lot more about your team after the first week. Is there anything we haven't seen yet?
Yeah, I think defensively we've shown, after 3 games, we're a week in. Defensively, I'm really pleased. We've conceded 3 goals in 3 games. One penalty, one worldie, and, blimey, if they get the ball in the box that amount of times, they're going to get a break, and they got a break. So delighted with that. Still got to sort out my midfield and up front. We've still got to get better offensively. And I expect us to play a bit better than that. But there are days where sometimes you just have to say, right, roll the sleeves up and fight and scrap. And we've done that today.
Paul Lorraine and Brett Johnson, could you pick between them today?
No, they were colossal, weren't they? They must have won, 30 headers each, mustn't they? And without them, or without two big centre-halves coming here, you would be in trouble. Yeah, I thought Danny Pebble, and I thought John Main played quite well, to be honest. He looked sharp in the first half. We never got a lot of ball to them, to be fair, to see how good they were and if we could have caused them too many problems. But the way they play the game is they press it really high up. They've got the extra midfield player in there. All three midfield players, their three midfield players were very good today. I thought Andrew Bucart was the best player on the pitch. And I can't say anything other than I was relieved today.
Why did mine go off?
Just really because I thought that possibly Morai's ball retention's better, and he'll work that, not harder, mainly worked very hard today, but his ball retention's better, and I thought he could hold it up for us when we got there.
So you've had 1 week back in the conference.
Plus the other thing, which I haven't done. Plus we went to a three there because their fullback was getting out all the time. So Maney ain't really a wide player, Maney's that one essential.
So now you've had 1 week back in the conference. Has it lived up to your expectations before?
It's much harder. It poses miles more problems. You have the physical side of it. I thought they were very strong and they lasted. I thought in this heat they might die a bit in the last 10-15, especially when we went 2-0 up, and fair play to Coops. His side were stronger at the end.
How do you think our fitness is, or Wimbledon's fitness is?
I think it's been very good. I think we played really well second half against Luton. We battered Eastbourne on Tuesday second half. And today it's going to be one of them. You're in front on a hot day. The way they play, they don't have to put 15 passes together to get in your box. And it was just a scrap today, wasn't it? And I thought we just about hang on in there.
Another formation, as being the default setting, is it right?
I think we need to be able to play 4-4-2 in two different ways. We need to play a conventional 4-4-2, we need to play a diamond, and we need to play a 4-3-3, and we'll be playing them all year. Preferably not all in the same game.
Unless we get desperate.
It's happened once or then.
Sounds good, I think.
Cheers,
Jeremy.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Jeremy.
Good travels.
Certainly will be now.